Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Jerk.
Nick, you're supposed to pay more attention. Barry's about to cuss. You're not supposed to put his microphone.
I almost did, too. That would have been terrible.
It was hilarious. The timing was excellent.
So I got a... Somebody tweeted and said... where'd it go? Jerry said, melatonin is hippie stuff, ? It's the hormone your brain uses to know it's time to sleep. I bet the stuff you take... Yeah, Jerry, way to miss the joke, yo. It was a joke. I know melatonin is
like the same text when I got with Tiger Woods. Gee, Nick, you're so perfect. I'm not perfect. I'm just saying, be more educated about what you put in your body.
Yeah.
People take things so literally.
This from a guy that wanted to take whatever you told him he should take about a week ago.
Yes, steroids.
What are you talking about?
Oh, steroids. But if it does the trick,
if it's Jerry that texted, but someone else is texting melatonin isn't for hippies. You guys are going to have to keep up. Okay, I can't be explaining every joke. You guys are going to have to keep up. I expect more from our listeners, especially by now. If this was week two of the show, okay. We've been doing this. I've been on the show since September, full time since February. You guys are going to have to keep up.
But Barry, here's the thing. Let me just get this straight. You're making jokes.
What?
And funny.
What?
How does that add up? Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. Thanks for playing, people.
Okay. Have you seen the movie Split?
I'm going to need more than that. Probably not based on that, but I'm going to need more detail. Who was in it?
I don't know how to pronounce his name. Is James McAvoy?
Sure. Randy's brother?
No, it's McAvoy.
Yeah, McAvoy.
This is a really good movie, if you haven't seen it. It's about this dude with like 23 personalities. And I remember watching something on like Leno or whatever show late night that he came on talking about the movie. Probably wasn't Leno because he's been off the air for a while. But
that's a good point.
It was one of those late night shows that I don't watch very often.
He mentioned melatonin and he was done.
Yeah, but he was on just talking about the show. First of all, I don't know how he wasn't nominated for something, for some sort of Academy Award or whatever, because the acting in this movie that he did is ridiculous, because he goes from like personality to personality. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable job. But it's just basically this dude has 23 personalities and he kidnaps these three chicks. And during the course of them being kidnapped, the different personalities go and like talk to them and check up on them. And so they kind of start figuring it out. The fascinating thing about it was at the time when he was on whatever late night show it was talking about having 23 personalities, he did research for, it's called DID. He did research for these, for the disorder. Mm-hmm. And there was actual evidence that these people with these personalities, that their body changes depending on the personality. Like this one person was allergic. One of the person's personalities was allergic to bees. So when they were that person, if they got stung, they would have an allergic reaction. But when they were another personality, that didn't have the allergic reaction if they got stung. No allergic reaction
to
bees.
That's a fact?
Yes. The same thing with diabetes. Some people would have to take like medicine for diabetes, but the others wouldn't. It was really fascinating that the body takes on that personality. And sometimes if that personality has a specific, like maybe physical disorder, the body would manifest that, but only for that personality.
People don't realize how powerful the brain really is.
It blew my mind to think that that was even possible. But it was, I mean, they've gone out and he talked about the fact that, yeah, there are case documented cases of that.
Man.
But if you get a chance, watch Split.
Split, huh?
It's really good. At the end, I won't blow anything, but at the end, you're kind of like, eh. But you have to kind of suspend it a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's really good. Really good movie. And I also watched Logan this weekend. Have you watched?
Fantastic movie.
Fantastic?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Fantastic?
Uh-oh, I believe already Siskel and Ebert do not agree.
You're going fantastic?
I thought it was a great movie.
Here's the thing. I don't want to spoil Logan for you. I take it you've not seen Logan,
no.
Joel. If you've not seen Logan and someone were to ask me, what is Logan about? Well, it's an X-Men series movie, right? It's got Wolverine in it and Wolverine's daughter. But if you were to ask me what Logan was about, Logan is about Wolverine taking and waking up from a bunch of naps. That's literally all this dude did the entire movie is sleep and wake up from a nap. He would wake up.
If I saw the coming attraction, the previews, this was the one where his daughter...
Yeah, has the little
she goes into like
claws.
The convenience store and someone ticks her off or something and she goes,
something like that. Yeah. But like that's all he did the whole movie was he would just be sleeping. And then he'd wake up.
I'm confused at the sleeping and waking up the whole
Go
movie.
Go back and rewatch the movie. He took 55 naps throughout the movie.
You were on Ambien fantastic. When you watched
no,
the movie.
No, I'm telling you.
Bro, Nick said it was fantastic.
Fantastic is not the word I would use to describe it.
I thought it was a great movie and I think most people would agree with me.
Good movie? Sure. Good movie. Good, exciting.
I said great.
You said fantastic.
And then great, which is, pretty much
on a scale, Nick. What's better, fantastic or great?
I don't know.
Yeah, what is
you need to elaborate.
Yeah, I need to know which
really?
Is which.
Yeah, because we got to make sure if it was better than average or was it
really
stellar.
I think most
really
people would
stellar.
Say better than average.
So if meh is a five, meh, that's a five. Good is what, six? Great, seven.
I
fantastic,
guess is,
eight.
I guess good is seven.
Nine,
is fair
phenomenal.
For good. Yeah. Something like that.
So you're going 7+.
I would give the movie a 9, honestly.
Okay, there you go.
Or maybe
there you
even
go.
Eight.
You'd
give it a phenomenal?
Yep. A phenomenal.
Okay.
Phenomenal. Full-blown phenomenal. My book is a full-blown
10. Is that a 10?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, dude. Like, there was great parts of the movie, but I just felt like every time they cut to a scene, he was asleep. And then he would have to wake up
re-watch this
and
movie.
Fight, and then he'd be asleep again. And then he'd wake up. Like, I don't know. It's just not I enjoyed it. It was all right. I'd give it a 7, but not a 9, not a 10. It was all right. I actually enjoyed Split more than I did Logan. So watch Split.
When you were saying too, I was thinking of like method actors, I guess. Is that fair to characterize someone that can take on a role like that or has certain roles consistently like that? And some of the best ones, Heath Ledger, the way he took on.
A lot like that,
yeah.
Yes. A lot like that kind of performance from him. Because there's one point in the movie where all of the personalities start coming out back to back to back.
Yeah.
And his transitions, and he does different voices. He's a woman. He's a child. He's a lunatic. He's a fashion designer. All these different ones coming out, and each one has a different like voice inflection. And it was really good.
So I was thinking, like, because I'm thinking Heath Ledger's that kind of guy. Joaquin Phoenix, maybe? To some degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who's the guy? God, it escapes me right now. But I watched the one where Lisa and I watched it. And it was just crazy. And he takes on, he literally did a ton of research on this, but it was like how to beat the cops to crime scenes and how to get away with murders and how to start thinking like a serial killer. And I'm going, oh my God. Like the intensity that some actors put into research for their roles is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the method acting is
without question
pretty intense. But
Ray,
yeah,
that movie Ray, I think Jamie Foxx did amazing by he studied Ray Charles real well.
Yes, for Ray
and did an amazing job playing Ray.
So. Yeah,
Yo Adrian said, "Bro, Logan is 400 years old. Of course, he's taking naps." All right, my bad.
We got a caller that's probably going to get on to you too. Johnny's on hold.
Okay,
Johnny, what's up?
Hey, Barry, you have to think the guy is like, he's catnapping. You know how you doze off?
Yeah. Oh, Johnny, your connection is horrible. Oh, man. Try to call back, Johnny. I'm sure it was going to be something where he was
Johnny didn't hold back.
Chops.
Hey, Barry!
Yeah.
Right from the get-go.
There was definitely some chops going to be busted in that call, and that's all right. Call back, Johnny. Get a better signal or better phone.
Yeah, no question. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you guys know me. I haven't seen a movie in forever. I need to. I want to. And I realize, too, we're paying for HBO. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched anything on HBO in like 6 months.
You got to get that Cody. I'm telling you,
yeah,
man.
We talked about that. I do.
You got to get Cody. In fact, I got all nerdy this weekend and took an old.
You?
Yeah, I have an old MacBook laptop.
Yeah.
So I put the Cody on that, and then I figured out how to control it using my phone as a remote. So I would just plug the laptop
but it's
in.
It's projecting from your laptop. You,
I have an HDMI cable from the laptop
to the TV.
To the TV. Yep, but yep. I also found something that I can project from my phone. So if you just install Cody on your phone, you can project it to the screen. And yeah, I got all nerdy with it. But yeah, we watched a couple of good movies.
All right, so we got Paul that wants to chime in. We'll get him after the break. And then after that, let's get to some Bean Brawl because I want to see what side you're on. And we can talk about that, recap a little bit more Astros maybe and whatever's on your mind. 713-780-ESPN or hit us up on Twitter. We are the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Shout out to Yo Adrian, by the way. He's right, and that's because he's a loyal listener. He can read my mind. Jake Gyllenhaal is the method actor I was thinking of with Nightcrawler. That was a crazy movie.
Craig B said, y'all got to start screening for dudes with Sprint phones. Barry, have you seen Get Out? Fantastic movie. I have not. I do want to see it. It was on the list. In fact, the wife and I were deciding between Split and Get Out, and we watched Split.
In Get Out,
yeah,
looks like you would be on the edge of your seat.
You've seen
time.
It, or have you just seen like the previews?
I've saw the previews.
Right,
I know exactly
I haven't
what
you're
talking about, but man, it looks like
it does look good.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. Somebody said Logan is fantastic, 9 out of 10. FYI, Barry, Logan's supposed to be old. What do old people do? They take a lot of naps. All right, touche, sir. And then somebody asked me, "What is this Cody thing you're talking about?" Google it. KODI. Google it. That's all I'm going to tell you. Google it.
Do that. What was the thing we used to say back in when we first started the show?
I don't know.
Something about. Someone called in or something like that. Instead of Googling it, said some bizarre. Like, do the Google or something.
Do the Google?
Do the Google.
Sounds like my grandma not understanding technology.
Charles wants to get in here real quick to talk about a different movie torrent.
Charles.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up?
Not a lot, man. Hey, here you guys talking about Cody. Cody's fine, but the thing to have that's better than Cody is NVIDIA Shield. It looks like a little, I guess, black box with a remote, and then it also has a controller so you can play games. But what the NVIDIA Shield does, you know how Cody kind of it'll give you a bad picture or it'll – you know, pixel or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, NVIDIA Shield has more RAM, and it actually shows up a lot better. Everything shows up in high def, unlike Cody.
So you can, it does the same thing. It's just a better implementation of it?
Exactly.
Now, do you load Cody? Because I know Cody's just software. Do you load it on the NVIDIA Shield, or?
Yeah, you load it through the NVIDIA Shield. You can buy NVIDIA Shield at Best Buy or something like that.
Okay.
And you go through that way, and it's supposed to be a lot better. I know a buddy who has one, and his shows up a lot better than my Cody.
Because all I have right now is just a Chromecast, and I hear that, like, I'm behind the times. Like, everyone has either NVIDIA Shield or Apple TV or a Fire Stick, and I got an old-ass Chromecast, so I need to upgrade, man.
Yeah, yeah. Just the NVIDIA Shield is a little more, but I mean, if you're going to rip movies and everything and sports and shows and stuff like that, you might as well do it in style.
Cool. Appreciate the call, Charles.
Good dog. Look, I'm always open to that kind of stuff just because I'm tired of
paying. As long as it's legal.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, no one would ever consider.
I'm not doing anything illegal.
Any of that.
No way.
There's a lot of bad things that happen in jail and prison, so you had to be careful. Yeah.
Yeah.
This portion of the program brought to you by the Geek Squad. I knew Barry was going to dial into that immediately. Yeah, what RAM are you talking about? What cabling are you using on the back channel?
I got a little dorky there. That's my bad.
It's all good.
It's my bad.
All right, so Cali Boy in Texas said, just tuning in after watching Bryce Harper throw a helmet, I think we can say he's not a five-tool player. Let's finally get to this. The bean brawl yesterday was the talk of baseball, other than the Astros' comeback, obviously. But Bryce Harper, Hunter Strickland, a pitcher for the Giants. Backstory is he's given up two bombs, pretty large bombs, to Harper over the past, like, 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they've seen each other and played each other, you know, since. But
no, I think this was the first time.
Guys in the locker room from the Giants said that it could have been handled like there were still games left in the series, too, when he hit the second one, that it could have been handled like that year.
Yeah, but this is the first time, my understanding,
okay,
this is the first time they faced each other since the 2014 playoffs.
So still,
that's why it just now happened. That's part of the reason why this was so ridiculous, right, is it's been so long.
And everybody was saying, look, it's been 3 years regardless of whatever is the fact. You know, the fact of the matter is, 3 years later, and Strickland's going to
plunk.
Dot.
Yeah.
Is the term we used in baseball, too. But yeah, hit Harper on the hip with a fastball. Harper wasn't having any of it. Charged the mound. Now, I will say the helmet throw was completely at first base. It wasn't even close.
Did he change his mind halfway through?
I think he might have.
I think he felt like, I'm going to throw this, but if he catches it, I've just given him another weapon. And one,
but
two.
But he had a bat in his hand. He decided to just discard that right off the
bat.
But
if I'm going into a fight and I have on a helmet, I think I'm leaving the helmet on.
Yeah, like in the NFL, we always say how dumb players are that take full-blown haymakers at guys wearing helmets.
Like
Cushing?
I'm gonna leave the helmet on. I'm probably gonna lead with the head, even though you shouldn't. Keep your chin down, but lead with that head a little bit. Keep that chin down.
Take him down.
See what happens.
Do some work.
Yeah, you need to take a big boy like that down for sure.
So, but here's the thing. So there's a lot of discussion going on because most people are on Harper's side. Now it seems like the Giants are on Harper's side. And I say this for a lot of reasons. Now, some people won't call out names, but they said they were in the Giants' locker room saying they didn't support, nor did they believe that it was the right thing to do, that Strickland acted on his own. But there is no further evidence, and again, we get the press speak from after the fact, but normally in those situations, the catcher is the first guy to come to the pitcher's defense, make sure he tackles the batter, gets in the middle of it, whatever, but he's definitely pro his team. Not the case with the Giants.
Yeah, they were crucifying Posey.
Yeah, Buster Posey basically said, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of folks were just like,
they were
why
all
do
over
you
him.
Just sit there? It's like, I mean, how do you know what that relationship is, right? For example,
now, first
Joel,
of all, but let's say
on.
This. The
now,
press speak, though,
example,
was that he's had concussions in the past. He doesn't want to participate.
I
That's
get it.
BS.
But for example, you and me and Nick are doing a show here, and the pizza thief comes by and is eating my pizza, and I go after him. Are you're going to be like, he's on his own?
No, so you know what's crazy? I had this thought coming into work today.
I feel like you'd be like, well, he's on his own. Now, I feel like if it was Nick, you'd be like, let's do this.
Maybe before, not. I'll say this. I had this exact same thought coming in saying, you know what? If someone charged me, Barry and Nick ain't coming. They don't have my back. They want to watch it. They're hoping it lasts three rounds.
No, I don't know. I would probably. Here's the thing, though. I don't know that I'm fighting for anyone here except AJ. And only because AJ and I have been, I mean, we've been friends for a really long time, all the way back to the cage door in 2010, like 7 years.
And probably because AJ wouldn't need your help.
I was going to say, one, AJ does need your help. And two, the security blanket of knowing you got his back means he's probably doing what he's got to do anyway.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of it has to do with relationships, right?
Yeah,
like,
for sure,
dude, if someone's fighting Dale and Dale's going to fight somebody, I don't know Dale that well. I'm not going to jump in.
You won't videotape it, but you won't jump in.
Yeah, right? I'll record it and yell world star. But I'm just saying, it's just that, like, you know what I mean? It's that relationship thing. Like, I've only known you, I haven't even known you a year.
Right.
I haven't known Nick a year. I've known Shock for 5 years. I think the chances are I would jump in with Shock, Maybe Buster Posey just doesn't like Strickland.
See, and this
and it was like, you know what? You deserve an ass whooping if you get whooped by a dude in Bryce Harper that also wears a hair thing to hold his bangs out of his eyes.
A Skola band?
Is that what that is? Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what I...
But I mean, maybe that's what... And I say all that in tongue-in-cheek and joking.
Wronged, if you guys were wronged in the deal, like, you didn't do anything, or if I saw that the physicality wasn't necessary and they were coming at you, I'm pretty sure that I would come to your defense.
I totally would. I'm not. I mean, I totally would.
Straight up,
I know you guys.
I would.
If we're out somewhere and that night that you got sucker punched at a food truck, it's on.
I think it depends on the dynamic. We kind of talked about this with the Rockets. Remember, the Rockets were down like 25 points.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley was still talking trash in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And you felt like none of the Rockets came to his defense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just kind of depends on the dynamic. I think in that particular case, and I kind of made that argument. Well, that you know, Beverly's going to be Beverly.
I mean,
down. I kind of understood it.
Yeah. If we're somewhere and you get sucker punched, Joel, I'm not going to sit around and watch you get sucker punched. But if you're the one that's kind of instigating it,
right.
If you're like, look at this dude, and you're like, you know, making fun and talking trash, and then you get hit, I'm gonna be like, well, maybe.
Like, hey,
that.
Look at this team fat. Look at this guy he's not going to be able to do a thing. And then all of a sudden he turns around and pops you.
Like, yeah, and then I deserve it. And then I wouldn't expect you to, you know what I mean?
I'm still going to probably jump in the middle to make sure.
But maybe that's what, I'm just saying, that's why Posey was like, oh, you know what? You deserve whatever is going to happen.
So
because
now,
you waited 3 years?
You mentioned.
Or whatever it is.
The first undertone, which was that Posey was getting killed, right? But now they're saying the Giants need to take swift action because the consensus is this wasn't a Giants thing. The Giants didn't support Strickland, and they also don't believe that like the time had passed. And now they're concerned that an innocent player on the team may get hurt because there may still be retaliation tonight. So I don't know where everybody sits on that one.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know that you're going to see retaliation. Both teams are going to be warned before the game.
But if you're the Giants, do you take like, and so a lot of the examples were of Pilar with the Blue Jays. Once he made the lip reading, anti-gay remark, charging or looking at the mound against the Braves, that the Blue Jays took swift action. They suspended him without pay for a couple of games. They donated what he. They're saying, you know, the Giants should take action before Major League Baseball does. They should jump in. They should either suspend Strickland or cut him or do all these things. Where are you on that? Because, I mean, from my personal standpoint, look, you know what?
No. I mean,
I understand
over.
That the players either support it or they don't, and it might piss them off. But at the same time, are you going to really alter your roster and see ya?
No, I'm at the point now where it's like, look, Major League Baseball can do whatever they want, but I think this has to be over. And if I'm the manager or a player in warm-ups, I walk over and say, look, they fought it out. They both got punched. It's over. You know, Harper did what he felt he had to do by charging the mound. He threw a helmet at the second baseman for some weird reason, and then he had a fight with the pitcher. But at the end of the day, you know what? They fought. They both got punched. It's over. And that would be my point. It's over. Let it go.
If I'm the manager, if I'm Bochy, I go talk to Strickland. And at some point, I might just have a quick team meeting that says, look, here's the bottom line. Whether you support it or not, it's got to be over. And we're still you know, on the same page. And give the kid, give the guy a chance to either say his piece or apologize. Because he does bring into jeopardy some of the livelihood of some of his, a teammate, at least one, if they would try to retaliate. But it's an interesting dynamic. But I'll say this. The other thing that's funny, we mentioned the Tiger Woods airbrushing of his hair. But if you look at SportsCenter this morning, every still and every video was frozen when Harper finally landed a punch. Yeah. They're missing the first two where Strickland just absolutely rang the tower on Bryce Harper. So if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's all over the internet. All right, we got about a half hour to go on the show. We'll continue to roll on after a quick timeout. But if you do want to join us, 713-780-ESPN or on the HRNP listener line or on Twitter where you can catch up with us quickly, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So we got some interaction. People were also busting Madison Bumgarner, saying that he didn't participate. He pulled the Posey. He did all these things. Bottom line is, he's on the DL. And he's not officially on the roster right now. So had he gotten on the field for any part and participated in any way, shape, or form, he faced suspension after he was brought off the DL. And also interesting to note, Hunter Pence, who is nursing a hamstring, if you go back and look at the video, he didn't care if he was on the roster or not. That dude was fired up.
Yeah.
Hunter Pence was like in the middle of everything.
He was the one that he was helping put Strickland in the dugout, right?
Yeah, and he was like doing like almost like a sled blocking drill. And I'm like, well, there's a guy with a hamstring that's looking at.
One dude had a single leg on Strickland. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you going for a takedown or what? Yeah, that seemed a little bit much.
Well, the other thing was if you go back and look at it, some guy comes out of the left side of the screen and just gets clotheslined. Just gets crushed.
I didn't see that.
Here you go. Watch. The guy in the someone on the Giants bench came in kind of about 30 seconds in, and he full head of steam, and someone catches him in the upper body, and he just goes down.
They're lucky more people didn't get hurt in that melee.
That's true.
That's now I sound like my mom. Oh, geez. I saw this.
Millennials.
Did you see this thing on the ESPN front page? It's the World Fame 100. Did you happen to see this?
Oh, this is where they do the formula of social media and all these different things?
Yeah, it says, who's the most famous athlete on the planet? The director of analytics devised a formula that combines endorsements with social media following and internet search popularity to create the ESPN World Fame 100. So I'll guess we'll go five down. Do you want 10? Number 10 is Tiger Woods. Number 9 is Rafael Nadal.
Yeah.
Number 8, Kevin Durant. 7, Usain Bolt. 6, Neymar. 5, Phil Mickelson. 4, Roger Federer. 3, Lionel Messi. Mm-hmm. 2, LeBron James. And number 1 is Cristiano Ronaldo.
First That's NFL the player top 10. Appears at 21.
Tom Brady is 21.
Yeah.
I guess this is the World Fame 100, so okay. Yeah,
that's what factors in.
Because I have a feeling there's a lot of folks that couldn't pick Cristiano Ronaldo out of a lineup.
Oh,
I disagree.
But they could identify Tom Brady and LeBron James.
Disagree.
I'm surprised LeBron is over Messi.
I'm talking U.S. I'm not talking worldwide. Worldwide, I get that the soccer fanatics are everywhere, and they could. But I'm saying in this country, I think that the casual fan of sports knows what Tom Brady looks like, but doesn't know what Ronaldo looks like.
Disagree. I think they know Cristiano Ronaldo. I think a guy, I would say, you're right, or
Beckham, yes. No, Ronaldo, no.
Who's the other guy on the list?
That's the way you put Messi.
No. Besides Messi, who's the other one?
Ronaldo?
No.
Neymar.
No one. I would lean more towards no one could identify Neymar or Messi, but I would think from just the whole GQ sex appeal thing, plenty of people could identify Cristiano Ronaldo.
Well, you see, disagree,
but Beckham, yeah, I think people could identify who that is.
But you posed the question that people in the United States, but the algorithm or whatever that guy's using, is it based only for United States or is it a worldwide deal?
No, it's worldwide.
It's world.
That's why you have the soccer players so prevalent.
Yeah.
Okay. Just curious.
Because it's a World Fame 100, and he's using, obviously, soccer is the world's most popular sport.
But the other thing that I would say,
soccer stars are going to shine.
People that are still playing, currently still active, because Michael Jordan, from the standpoint of endorsements, popularity, you know.
Wayne Rooney is 31, by the way.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, and is he still playing?
Simone Biles, 48. This is kind of.
But don't you think? So in my mind, I'm looking more like in terms of worldwide fame and popularity, which isn't to me is more like endorsements, name recognition, things like that. And I would say Ali has passed away, but I would say Ali is still someone up there. But I would say Jordan, Tiger Woods, maybe Derek Jeter, but guys that are still Peyton Manning because they're still killing it on endorsements and all the different. So I guess I'm going more with like, would that be more like net worth and marketability?
I'm just saying if you're talking about fame, to me, fame means you're famous, means people recognize you, means you're recognizable.
That's why, in my mind, recognizable would be Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
When you kind of count the social media stuff, you kind of count the stuff that you don't expect. Like you, like Rooney at 31. I think a part of the reason why he's at 31 is because he was an absolute thug, and the people over there love him.
Yeah.
And he's kind of been like this troublemaker that's kind of like this interesting character. Maybe that has something to do with it, you know? But the social media factor, I think, impacts big time. The fact that in this particular algorithm that they use social media influence as one of the...
So I clicked on his name because I'm like, okay, so what it does is it gives you some breakdown. He's got $6 million in it. I'm Wayne Rooney I'm speaking of. If you don't know who Wayne Rooney is, he's the English soccer player. He plays for Manchester United. And like you said, he's kind of a goon, right? Like a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's known for that for sure.
He's got 6 million in endorsements, 9.5 million Instagram followers, 25 million Facebook followers, and 14.5 million Twitter followers. So obviously all of this gets taken into account for these guys. And last year he ranked 17. This year he's 31. So compare that to Ronaldo, 32 million in endorsements, 93 million Instagram followers. Wow.
I'm telling you, chicks dig
118
that dude.
Million Facebook followers and 50 million Twitter followers. That's crazy.
So even Josh Rapp said there's enough women that won't know his sport, but they know exactly who he is because of what he looks like.
I guess. J.J. Watt, by the way. Uh-oh. What happened here now? This whole page went blank on me. Damn it, Jim. The hell?
Are we going to wait till we get that back here?
Yeah, he was 70. Hold on. 77, J.J. Watt. Okay, it's back. Now, just come on. Make the list, you jerkwads. Yeah, 74, J.J. Watt. Does that surprise you? Does that seem low to you?
Well, I mean, we also get inundated with him more than national does. But
But let me give you some names that he's behind. Eli Manning, Blake Griffin.
Two of the larger media markets.
Dwight Howard.
Ooh, really?
He's behind Dwight Howard.
That surprises me.
He's behind Dale Earnhardt Jr., he's behind Cam Newton. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't even recognize some of these names. They're probably soccer players. He's behind Anderson Silva, who
Well, no,
Anderson Silva's 39.
I get that because Anderson Silva is really big across the world.
Asia boy, James Harden. Would you say above or below 50?
He's got a lot of national commercials. He's Remember, big this is on worldwide. Instagram, and yeah. I'm going to go above 50.
Meaning?
Higher. Like 51, 52, 53.
He's 28.
Really?
Yeah. James Harden is 28 on this list. This list is weird.
If I asked you who had the most Twitter followers in the world, you probably wouldn't be able to guess. What
Justin Bieber. Ashton Kutcher.
She's female. Not even that hot right now. In terms of relevance, not looks.
Miley Cyrus.
Katy Perry.
What?
Yeah, look it up. She has the most Twitter followers in the world.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Why? Dated Orlando Bloom.
Yeah. I don't know. I know at one point Ashton Kutcher was leading, and then it was the Biebs.
Boy, Kutcher fell off the planet.
Yeah.
After You're Punk. Right, because he was driving all of that.
Yeah.
Twitter followers.
And now it's Nick Sharara.
Dominating.
Top five. The producer, Nick.
Yeah.
Right up there with the Donald. With 3 a.m. tweets. If you don't follow him, you don't know. All right, we'll be back to wrap things up. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
I hate you for playing this song, Nick. It's the stupidest song ever made. Right behind, right ahead of Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Bobby McFerrin?
Yeah. That dude that just a thump on his chest or whatever. No, don't you start. Why are you playing this? You know I hate this song.
Your favorite part about the song is the Molly Percocet part of it, right?
Oh, yeah. That's, yeah. And the no, my favorite part is when he can't decide if he's going to leave his mask on or take it off. That's my favorite part. I can't believe this dude is selling records, selling albums.
I can't either.
Been doing it for a while, too, which is...
It's crazy.
You want to get the rest of your rant out of the way?
No, I'm not going to say anything. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not going to do it.
Well, it's too late. You kind of
I said it at the break to you guys in confidence, and that's where we're going to leave it.
All right.
Not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, get these dudes all up in their feels.
Oh, some people have them now.
I know. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Not at all.
Okay.
G said, why does Hunter Pence look like Marv from Home Alone?
Great call, by the way. The more he's let himself go with his facial hair and everything, that's dead on.
It's pretty funny.
A fantastic call.
And I got to retweet these tweets from Nestor Carmona. He's got some
fight
pictures.
Scene?
No, he's got Harper's ready for prom. It's when some, you know, on the prom picture, the dude's behind the chick and they got their hands around him.
Yeah.
I guess one of his coaches has his hands around. It looks like a prom picture. So that's, he's just photoshopped in with a bunch of other kids at prom. It's pretty damn funny. So I've retweeted these.
A lot of people also like supporting what I said too. If you go back and look at SportsCenter this morning, they do a lot of like freeze frames of the fight.
Yeah.
Every one of them is Harper landing a punch instead of taking it.
I know it was random.
But we needed to. We missed it.
Happy belated birthday,
happy
man.
Happy belated birthday to Barry
Laminack.
I was
like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah, thank you, sir.
I told Nick. People were not aware.
No.
So let the presents begin with anybody that wants to make food and bring it to the station.
Hell no.
For a potluck.
No.
Barry would love that.
Save your feelings, because I don't want to hurt him by telling you I'm not eating your food.
But if you've saved the short and curlies, you can add it to the recipe.
No.
We missed Barry's birthday this weekend, so a belated happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Barry Laminack.
Thank you, guys.
Happy birthday,
Barry. Yeah, it was yesterday. I turned 43. I'm old.
Got plenty of white jeans, I'm sure.
No, my wife got me these new fancy noise-canceling headphones.
Yeah. Try them with the interns.
And then, huh?
Try them with the interns.
Yeah. And then, she got me, a couple pairs of clothes.
There you go.
Some drawers.
Nor's on it.
Yeah. So we chilled. And then, like I said, I ate so much food yesterday. This is the weird thing is I had plans. Every year she takes me to, like, a Brazilian steakhouse of some sort.
Okay.
But the weather sucked yesterday, and I wasn't feeling all that well. Like, I guess I slept wrong. My neck was hurting me, which sucks on your birthday.
You kikled?
Yeah. So I was just like, we'll just chill. So I woke up in the morning, made a bunch of bacon.
That's just what you do on your birthday.
Just made bacon.
That's not a bad idea.
I just made bacon. I just bacon. She was like, do you want me to make you anything? Nope. It's my birthday. I'm eating bacon. That's it. Just bacon. And then... This is just sounds so stupid. Like, I had planned on, a nice dinner. We weren't going to go to the Brazilian steakhouse. But, like, midway through the day, I have been craving sliders from Arby's for, like, a week now. And if you've never had their sliders, they're really good. So she was like, what do you want? I was like, I just want a bunch of sliders from Arby's. So that's what she did. She went and got me just a crap load of sliders from Arby's.
Now, Arby's, are they burger sliders or are
they're
they roast
everything.
Beef sliders?
They've got a buffalo chicken slider, really good. She got that one. And they have a new pizza slider, really good. She got that one.
She should have got that one because she got screwed on the pizza from the station.
Yeah, they have a turkey slider, a ham slider, roast beef. They have a chicken slider, which is just like the fried chicken. But they have a corned beef slider, which I've never had. And then they have a jalapeno and something ham slider, whatever. And I haven't had that. But I had the rest. But I got those, and then I got so full that we didn't have, I was too full for dinner, so I just ate a half of a cake. Like, she had
how big was this cake?
Well, it wasn't a cake. It was like an ice cream cookie cake. So I don't know where it's from.
Well,
Baskin Robbins.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was almost like a cookie cake from the Great American Cookie Company.
Yeah.
But it had chocolate and peanut butter ice cream on top.
Oh, wow.
So I ate half of that. It was in a big pie, like a medium-sized pizza. So I ate half of that. So yesterday I was fully expecting to just have diabetes this morning when I woke up.
Nick was fully expecting to get a piece of that cake.
I had bacon, sliders, and a half a cake for all day yesterday. That was just completely let my fat ass go. Just
and
let
there
him
in
out.
A nutshell
Good
can
for
account
you.
For a majority of your plus five.
Yeah, yeah, that was a lot of
it. That's a hell of a good birthday right there.
Wasn't too bad. Wasn't too bad. Chilled out, watched some movies. Can't complain. But thank you guys for remembering. I appreciate
Barry's 53.
It's way better than the rest of the Jamokes that work here. I don't think anybody even knew. That's how, like, everyone else that works here, they get a birthday thing.
I was just going to say, that seems to be the theme, that it's always because we're on the air. But we get left off of everything.
Yeah.
Birthday.
I walk around. They've got balloons, and the salespeople are getting cakes. Me? No.
Well, you said I couldn't get Nick a cake. That's a girl thing to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could at least...
But now it's his birthday,
yeah,
and
now
he
it's
wants
his
a cake.
Birthday.
No,
where's
no.
the damn
what
cake?
I'm saying is at least somebody besides the two dudes that I work with every day could have been like, oh, hey, happy birthday. Like, no one here even knows. That's how bad this place
you gotta
is.
You got to talk to them.
It's horrible.
You're so above everybody that you don't talk to anybody. That's why they don't know who you are.
I bet when it's Fred's birthday they remember. It's terrible. Makes me sick.
Bourbon and nudity.
Well, that's true.
There you have it. All right, so speaking of Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz coming up next right here. Hey, we are the usual suspects. We'll see you tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.